Change
Thank you
it.
for calling
Change
customer
it.
service. This is Brandon. Can I have your first name and last name to pull up your account?
Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you just hung up on me a minute ago.
Okay.
So the account is under my father. He's sitting next to me. He's 95 years old, so I'm helping him. And it's under Rolando Gotti, Rolando Gotti.
Okay, can you verify his shipping address?
It is P.O. Box 1352, Ross, California, 94957.
Okay. I see that he ordered that Omax 3. What can I do for you?
Yes, yeah, so they get the omega 3 pro strength, 60 caps. They get those on an auto ship, and I believe they didn't receive their last one, and then I'm realizing that possibly what might have happened, if that is what happened, is that their credit card changed because they thought there was some fraudulent activity on it, and I believe the card you have on file is not the correct number anymore. Can you check that for me?
Yes, ma'am. One second for me.
They were on, I think, a two-box auto ship, and I can't remember how often, if it was every month still.
Okay. Hold one second for me, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, I can check that card. One second.
Yeah, what do you show the last shipment was?
Okay, I'm pulling that up now. It's loading. I see that one order failed.
One order failed?
Mm-hmm.
Was that, what date was that?
Second.
So it must have been because of that card that's on file.
I see that the card on file is card ending in 5411, expiration date 320.
Hi, can you hear me? You cut out on me.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, so I know that the card that was on file was his old United Chase Visa.
Mm-hmm.
He got that card replaced.
Okay, so you'd like to change the card?
Please. And then, so you show that one shipment was didn't go out. Is that correct?
Correct.
So you showed that you tried to charge the card and it didn't go through?
Correct.
Okay, and when was that shipment date?
On 11/17. And then it tried again on 11/24.
Okay, great. All right. Yeah, and I guess because we didn't hear anything, they didn't realize that they forgot that this card was connected to this until all of a sudden it's like, where's our supplement? So, and you have them on auto ship, two boxes every month still, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. All right, so let me give you the new card, and then if you could get those out as soon as possible, that would be great.
Okay.
And the new card, the number, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
4388. 5761 37 89 34 03 expires 8/25. You need the code on the back?
Yes, ma'am.
324.
Thank you for that. So the car number, can you read it to me one more time?
Mm-hmm. 4388-5761-3789-3403. Expires 8/25. Code 324.
Okay. Okay, I'm getting that put in. 1 second for me. It's loading. Okay, I got that put in for that order to be going out tomorrow.
Great. And then how long do you think it'll take to get it?
5 to 7 business days.
About 7 business days?
Mm-hmm, at the most.
At the most? Okay. All right, are you guys going to be okay? It's going to take 7 business days at the most. Do you have any expedited shipping?
No, ma'am. I do apologize. We don't.
Okay. All right. No problem. Okay. And then you've got that on a on file to send out every auto two boxes on auto ship every month?
Correct.
Okay. Great. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. And would he like to try any vitamin D? It's only $19.95 and it helps with his immune system and muscles.
Hold on just a second. What's wrong, Mom? What do you mean? It seems to be working for you. The only reason you didn't get this, you're out of it. So how is it too much? You're out of it. Mom? But then you're not going to have enough. Do you want me to change it or not? You can change it. What? There's 60 caps in a box. Remember, we did all this math before. It's not enough for you to get it. Okay, let me ask you this. I believe I
mm-hmm.
talked to somebody maybe about a month ago or so. And he changed the shipment to once every, instead of once every month.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it where he made a change in how often we got it?
Mm-hmm. It's from 1 to 2.
What was it?
I see that he said that he changed the subscription to one from 2 to 1. 1 second, I'm reading it. He changed the quantity. It was 1. He added another 1, so it's 2.
So he, but then less. He changed it. The last time I spoke with him, we changed it so we weren't getting it as often or as much. I can't remember how we set it up so that, because we were getting too much at one point, and then he lessened it. Do you see any notes there that show that?
I can look. Hold 1 second.
they talking?
Yes, ma'am. I do see that it was on June the 24th. He wrote that he changed the quantity from 1 to 2.
Okay. And that's every month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I could have sworn I talked to somebody that we were going to change it. Anyway, hold on 1 second. So, Mom, you take 3 a day, correct? That's 4. So that's 120 pills a month, and you're getting 2 packs. Yes, it is, Mom. I did the math. It's 120 caps a month for you and Dad. There's one box has 60 caps, so you need 2 boxes every month. That's what you need. Okay? Right. Okay. All right. Thank you for your help. So 2 boxes every month is great.
Okay.
Will you double check that for me? Thanks.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. And would you like to try any vitamin D? It's only $19.95. It helps with her muscles and immune system.
Yeah, you know, I haven't been able to find a vitamin D that works for me. What do you use for your vitamin D? Is it made from the lanolin? Is it calicifolar? I can't say the word. What's it made from?
Well, I can get that pulled up.
Thank you. Yeah, hers is the same thing, that C word.
Mm-hmm.
I never know how to say it. Cholesterol.
1 second, I think I can pronounce it for you. Let me get that.
But I'm just wondering if that's what you use. I'm allergic. Well, I have a problem with wool, and that ingredient is made from the lanolin. It's made from the sheep's wool.
I see that our vitamin D does have that. I think we're talking about the same word. It's pronounced colocalciol.
Right. Okay. And that's what you guys use?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. I can't do that one. And my mom's got the one from her doctor, so she's good. But thank you for letting us know about that.
Welcome. Anything else I can do for you?
That's it. Thanks for your help.
All right. Have a good day, and thank you for calling customer service.
Thanks. You too. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.